The Senate Judiciary Committee has been a newsy place these past few months. They've held hearings on two Supreme Court nominees and on domestic surveillance. In this segment of the program, we hear from one Republican member of the committee, the senior senator from Kansas, Sam Brownback. Brownback's opposition to the nomination of Harriet Myers helped bring about her withdrawal. That gained him a lot of attention. That attention is welcome because Brownback is someone who wouldn't mind making Supreme Court nominations of his own one day.
When Sam Brownback was in college at Kansas State, he got an internship doing farm reports for the university radio station, KSAC. His ambition, he recalls, was to get on the network, and he did.
The DES controversy. I'm Sam Brownback, reporting for National Public Radio in Manhattan, Kansas.
The program director at KSAC in those days remembers Brownback expressing an even greater ambition in his job interview. Ralph Titus says he asked the college student, "What is your goal?" And he says the young man answered, "To be president of the United States." Well, more than 25 years later, after being student body president, after law school, after getting married and getting religion, after 2 years in the House and almost 10 in the Senate, ask Sam Brownback if he's interested in the presidency, and you get a pretty straight answer.
I am interested, and I have been encouraged, and I think the environment is not yet set. And I think these things are about the right person, the right message, the right moment all coming together. And I think that's pretty hard to see for 2008 right now.
The senior senator from Kansas is straight enough about his ambition to take some ribbing about it. Here he is, literally among country club Republicans, the Topeka Chamber of Commerce meeting at the Topeka Country Club. All the big Kansas companies are represented, and Mike Murray of Sprint is handling the introductions.
Now, you would think that someone who had achieved so much would want to take it easy for a while in politics, but no, not Sam. Just like Bob Dole, he's off and running for president. Sam, you'll be pleased to know I didn't bring any maps this year. I figured you knew your way to Iowa. So, please welcome Senator Sam Brownback.
Sam Brownback is an interesting political creature. Even for an age of rampant public piety, he is extremely religious. And his faith takes him to some surprising positions. But for all that, he says, his politics are familiar.
I'm a Ronald Reagan conservative. I'm an economic conservative. I'm a strong military. But I also voice and speak and work hard on the social issues. I am pro-life. I believe in the sanctity of marriage. I think the real needs in the country are for cultural renewal.
It's his conservative social positions that make Senator Brownback a favorite of Kansans for Life. That's the grassroots anti-abortion movement at the core of the conservative wing of the Kansas GOP. It's the kind of group that would presumably mobilize for Brownback in the Iowa caucuses. At their Topeka prayer breakfast in the Capitol Plaza Hotel, there's a Christian rock band playing, Narrow Road. All of the state's Republican members of the House and Senate are there among 300 or so enthusiastic right-to-lifers. But while the state's other senator, Pat Roberts, draws polite, even prolonged applause, Sam Brownback gets a standing ovation after cheering on the activists for their work.
You'll be able to stand up to your children and grandchildren and say, "I was there. I was in the fight. I was standing up for those who couldn't stand up for themselves. I was speaking for the unborn when they couldn't say anything themselves, when all you heard was their silent scream. I was there." And it's a noble fight. And thanks for being in it. God bless you.
For the past couple of decades, for your adult life, to be pro-life, anti-abortion, has been to be a critic, to be on the outside. What happens when you're in the majority? What happens when there is no more Roe versus Wade, if that's the outcome?
The issue goes to the states.
Where they should do what?
Whether the states will work their will the way they did prior to 1973. If Roe versus Wade is overturned, California will have a set of abortion laws, Kansas, New York, Florida. What you'll probably see take place is a number of states will put some restrictions, and they'll say, the late-term abortions, we just really don't like those. And you'll have some states that say, we believe that life is sacred at all its stages, and so we're not going to allow abortions other than in case of the life of the mother, because here you have two sacred lives.
But can you have a situation in which the same procedure is a serious felony in one state and legal across the state line?
We did prior to 1973.
If it's a matter for the states, that means there shouldn't be a constitutional amendment for the rights of the unborn or applying the 14th Amendment to fetuses. I mean, you're saying this is for the states to do.
That's where it goes, is to the states. I do think you will have states, and I think you'll have a situation where people will continue to debate what is the legal status of the unborn. That unborn child is either a person or a piece of property. In all of our legal system, everything is one or the other. You're a person, your suit's a piece of property. What's the child? Is it a person? Is it a piece of property? And to date, we've treated the unborn child as property. I think there will be people that will continue to look at this and say, this issue needs to be resolved. It's very reminiscent of the slavery debate, where that was at the legal core of it, that was the question. And for years, we couldn't resolve it, and we would say, well, somebody that's in servitude is 3/5 of a person, was even in our Constitution, you know, as we wrestled with this. So I think that wrestling will go on. The immediate effect of Roe versus Wade is it goes back to the states.
Well, but not a good example for states' rights, the issue of slavery. I mean, that wasn't resolved by having some states that were slave and some states that were free, or some parts of Kansas that were pro-slavery and some parts that weren't. It didn't remain that way. If you see the issue as one between person or property, is that something that can be resolved state by state by state, or ultimately will you advocate a federal solution to that?
I think ultimately there will come a solution that the country will decide whether this is a person or a piece of property.
But if on the bench, if Alito were to join in an opinion that upheld the central holding of Roe v. Wade, say a woman and her physician's right to choose in the first trimester, would you be disappointed in him?
I would be.
You would be disappointed.
I do not believe nor see, and many legal scholars do not see, a right to abortion in the Constitution. I think it is a legitimate political question.
Senator Brownback sees connections among a constellation of social issues and concerns that might appear formless and eclectic to others. He is against Roe v. Wade and against embryonic stem cell research. He is in favor of a U.S. role against sex trafficking, of a U.S. role against genocide in Darfur, and he's in favor of aid to Africa.
I urge people to take impact trips or vacations. Instead of going to Paris, go to Kigali, Rwanda.
Brownback favors very limited application of the death penalty. Osama bin Laden is his model for who ought to be executed. He supports President Bush's proposal for a Mexican guest worker program. To him, it's a Christian worldview. Cynics say Brownback evolved from a conventional pro-business conservative when the political winds in Kansas shifted to the right. He cites a bout with melanoma in 1995 that started him rethinking his priorities.
It was a lengthy season of really examining the end of life, which we'll all enter into. And that's when I really, at that point in time, embraced my faith. It started changing my whole perspective that it's not about me and it's not about what I accumulate here. It led me into embracing Christianity. Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and God is a loving God.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Hi, Sam.
How are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Good,
you got your two of your favorite little buddies here, don't you?
They're my guards here.
Yeah, they are.
When Sam Brownback meets and greets constituents back home, his two youngest children, both adopted, are dangling from his arms. 7-year-old Jenna was born in China. 8-year-old Mark in Guatemala.
Appreciate so much you representing us in Washington.
Sam Brownback and his wife Mary had 3 kids together before the adoptions. She is a lawyer by training, who is not practicing, and she is a Stauffer, a very wealthy Kansas family that owned newspaper and broadcast properties. By marriage, Sam Brownback is rich.
Love your kids. Oh, I know. And so you take care. You've got your lineup here.
Yeah.
I mean, if they start kissing your ring, you know you're in trouble. You're on your way to the Vatican.
From childhood, Brownback was a Methodist, but a couple of years ago he converted to Catholicism. He is the only member of the family to do that, so his weekly worship is ecumenical and extensive. On Sundays in Topeka, he attends early morning mass and then joins the family for services at an evangelical Protestant church.
I always told everybody, I said, if anybody ever knew somebody would be president, it would be Sam Brownback. So I said that ever since high school. So.
Looking ahead to a presidential run, Sam Brownback says the social issues establish a base. After that, it'll be what you say about health care, about the environment, about Social Security. Does it help to be a senator? The track record would say no. Does it help to come from Kansas? Sam Brownback says it has some advantages.
It's kind of sensible. I guess when you come from a large, generally flat state like mine that people look at as saying, well, there's not a lot of feature to it. There's a humility. We're not infallible, and we know that.
As you're saying this, I can hear a liberal listener in my ear saying, that was Kansas when Bob Dole and Nancy Kassebaum were the senators. Now we're into something different. Senator Brownback is into virtual theocracy with his approach to politics. He's a moralist.
Well, I certainly disagree with theocracies, and will have nothing to do with it, and I'm opposed to theocracies. And we see those operating in the world today in Iran and the horrific problems coming out of it. I support a separation of church and state, but I don't support the elimination of church from the public square. I don't think our founders did either. To me, that's kind of a basic Midwestern sensibility.
Sam Brownback, Republican U.S. Senator from Kansas and presidential hopeful in 2008.